This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Worthy, worthy, worthy. and 7. I believe verse 2. I hope I'm right. Says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. If you notice from our choice of songs, what we've been articulating in songs is the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are singing songs of the Lamb, singing songs of the blood, and there are also songs of dominion. See, songs of dominion. Hallelujah. We are also singing our identity in Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the redeemer of the Lord do what? Think so. Let them do what? Hallelujah. Because tonight as we praise God, we are trusting God for preservation. We are going to touch other areas and then we will pray Psalm 91. These are very critical days. These are not the days where you say, oh, Sarah, what will be, would be. That is not a spiritual phrase. Hallelujah. The Bible says death and life is where? Hallelujah. So you will speak your reality. Speak your reality. Say, speak your reality. If you know anyone who is not online now, you better call them. Tell them. Their lives may depend on this broadcast. Hallelujah. First, lift up your hands and say, thank you for day one. Thank you for day two. Thank you for day three. Thank you for day four. Thank you for day five. Thank you for day six. Thank you for day seven. Thank you for day eight. Thank you for day nine. Nine is indicative of fruitfulness. That's why a woman is pregnant for how many months? For 9 months. That's why there are nine what? Gifts of the Spirit. There are nine expressions of the fruit of the Spirit. Today as we praise God, you'll experience fruitfulness of the Spirit. Fruitfulness of your mind. Fruitfulness of your body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's read our core scripture. How many of you watched Come and See today? You heard those testimonies. You hear and see what God is doing with our praise. Say, my praise is not in vain. My sacrifice is not in vain. I taught you yesterday that the element of sacrifice gives our praise worth and substance. It gives it weight. Amen. Hallelujah. When we offer not just convenient praise. Anybody can praise when it's okay, when you are not tired, when everything is good. But how many can praise when the odds are against you? Hallelujah. So when you add that element of sacrifice, like waking up now that you should be sleeping, you add some impetus to your praise. Hallelujah. At midnight, let's read, want to go. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. Hallelujah. Psalm 41. I hope some of you were able to feed the poor today, give to people who cannot afford. Hallelujah. I wanted you to do that, to raise some sacrifice on your behalf. And by the way, before we proceed, day 15 will be very brutal. I woke up and I was meditating and I knew what we will do. Hallelujah challenge, we will raise a mighty sacrifice. I'm trusting God that day we'll be able to feed 5,000 to 10,000 people in Lagos, Nigeria, and maybe outside the country. And you help us raise that sacrifice by feeding the poor. We want to raise an enormous, this challenge, as we've been speaking about sacrifice, it's sacrifice. Psalm 50 verse 5, it says, gather my people, those who have what made a covenant with me by what? Sacrifice. And when we raise that sacrifice, I mean, I'm not asking you to give for that. We have enough money from the account for that. We want to feed the poor. We want to, you know, I've not told the team, but I'll tell them this. We want to pay for free transportation for as much people. So we'll go to, like, you know, major bus terminals. You know, we will have paid for it, and people will just, we want to raise a lot of God bless you, thank you, hallelujah challenge. That is sacrifice. Remember, the Bible talks about your sacrifice of thanksgiving. So as people say, thank God, oh, thank you on our behalf, that smoke goes up. And by the time we come here and do see an apostle, Simon and myself come to release praise, we will slaughter the devil. Hallelujah. We want to slaughter him and then release breakthrough. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 41. One to go. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Believe it or not, these are times of trouble. Hallelujah. The Lord will do what? Preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in sickness. Anyone watching from the hospital or sick, we say be healed right now. Hallelujah. Did you hear the testimonies on Come and See? They kept talking about the song Ebenezer. So let's walk Ebenezer tonight. Let's walk Ebenezer. In fact, I was going to sing Ebenezer and then I saw Victoria coming. So she just confirmed it. Amen. She knows I don't do protocol with her. So she knows I don't have to announce that she's coming. She just came. So she knows what to do as I'm talking now. Come and carry your mic. You're a soldier. Ready? Quick, quick, say quick, quick, quick. Welcome the woman of God. My sister. The one I love. The one I harass. Amen. She knows I love her. Eh? I can't wait for that day. Ebenezer, hey! Ebenezer! Well, please, okay, I don't want to take her for granted. Can you honor this lady? This is the house of honor. Amen. Ebenezer, hey! Ebenezer, hey!
Ebenezer, Ebenezer, word trespass. Say trespass. Say trespass. There is somebody, you were wrong. You were wrong. Whether in your office or wherever, you were wrong. But as you turn and dance, favor and mercy speaking for you. Say the battle is over. So this is not a question of they are victimizing you. You know you are wrong. You know you deserve what you are going through. But as you dance, the trespass is passing. Say, the trespass is passing. Say, the trespass is passing.
Control room, come out. Just leave that. Everybody come and dance. As you dance, we command deliverance. My God, put Psalm 44 verse 4. Put a loop. Let the loop play. Everybody dancing. Everybody. For 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Two things. We want to give him an undignified praise. We humble ourselves before him. We want the protocol breaker to go ahead of him. Volume. Because I want the musicians to dance. So forgive us. This your loop is dry. God, which kind of loop is this? It's not born again. Let's manage it. No kick, no bass, no nothing. Wow. Good, good. God bless you. Go on the mic. Okay, Mago, you can still play. At the count of seven, as you dance this particular dance, all things you try, may the protocol breaker break protocols. May the one who broke protocols for Esther, the one who brought out Joseph from the pit, we want to touch something in the spirit. At the count of seven, you are still rehearsing. Father, let the host of heaven join now. We command deliverance from your people. Let mercy speak right now. Preserve those who are appointed to die. Our God is a God of salvation, and to him belongeth issues of rescue from death. What men have said impossible, let it be possible. We release possibilities right now. Say possibilities. One, at the count of seven. Two. See? 044. 44. You see? 044. 44. 044. 44. You see that? We are at the 44th minute. Psalm 44. My God. At the count of seven. One.
Feathers of iron to execute upon them the judgment written.
family that has decided that you will not move forward, we execute judgment right now. In the next 48 hours, you will hear breaking news. Mighty trees will come down. The axe is laid to the roots. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted, said be rooted out. Be rooted out. We charge each long mountains. Who are thou, O mountain, standing before Zerubbabel? Say you have become a plain.
We are dancing around. We are dancing around. We are dancing around. As we dance every
Something just happened right now. Lift your hands and thank him for victories. He surrounds me with many victories. Jehovah is in your life. You go before me.
You go before me. You fight my battle.
Jehovah.
Jehovah is
in. Jehovah is in.
Jehovah is
in. You surround me.
You surround me.
Thanks. I'm going to put context to what you just did now. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. We were executing judgments that was written. Judgments on cancers. Judgments on the works of darkness. Judgment on the kingdom of darkness. This was spiritual. It may not have been musical, the sort of nicely put melodies and dances, you know. But when it's time for war, we become undignified. We set aside the music. We set aside the harmonies and melodies. We make utterances of the spirit. We engage in prophetic actions. 2 Samuel 6. Let me give us a context so that it builds faith and understanding. Verse 21. And David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord." You know, prior to this, Michal, the wife, had scorned David. Like, how can you be dancing like this? How can Pastor Nat, you know, the Pastor Nat just looking like, you know, how can Pastor Victoria, how can, you know, that nice, David said it was before God. Say before God.
Before God.
And verse 22, hear what he says. I will yet be more vile than this. Could this be the mindset of a king who never lost a battle?
Hallelujah.
Could this have been his routine? Looking foolish. You know, the blogs can carry this thing we've done now. And it will go viral. And they will laugh. And the power is in their mocking us.
Yes.
So, if you are still thinking, oh, I want to be cute, you've not gotten it. This is Hallelujah Challenge. We are also educating the body of Christ how to win battles. Oh, believe me, there are trophies that some of them I can't share. Very sensitive victories. In this nation and outside, that God has gotten us just by being foolish before him. He says, I will yet be more vile than this, and I will be base. Say base. That's the secret. That base there is humble. What we are doing is humbling ourselves before him. And what happens to the humble? He gives what? The grace of God is the help of God, is the hand of God, is the advancement of God. That's the secret. The secret is the humility there.
Yes.
That's the secret. Say, that's the secret.
That's the secret.
That thing that says, I don't care how I'm looked at. I don't care what they say. It is before. Say, before my God.
Before my God.
I'm going to give you another 1 minute without music in this place. I wanted everybody to come to the camera. That's why. So don't come. Let the world see. And Father, one of the words we have today by confirmation is Psalm 44 verse 4. As I looked at Psalm 44, the time was 44. I knew that was, you know, a token of confirmation. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances. Say deliverances.
Yeah.
as you dance, there are escapes happening. God is pulling people out from plane crashes, from buildings that will collapse. He's diverting, you know, stray bullets. He's turning tables. He's judging age-long powers and mountains and resolving age-long issues. For the next 1 minute, David said, I will be what? Yet vile. I will yet, in other words, I will increase the intensity of my madness before God. For the next 1 minute, without music, just dance before God. Just give him undignified praise. Sometimes you stagger. Halal is to stagger. God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Aha. Hey. Hey. Ha. Yahweh Sabaoth is going ahead of us. People will experience strange miracles from tonight. From tonight. It is before my God. I will be yet vile. He's commanding deliverances for Nathaniel. Deliverances for Hallelujah Challenge. Deliverances for Bosse. For David, for Charles, for Vicky, for Sarah. God is commanding deliverances. Now open your mouth and declare, say, I dwell. Keep dancing, don't stop. That's the strategy tonight. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Open your mouth and declare that song. Tonight we dance and declare. We are declaring Psalm 91 as we dance. Say, I declare that the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. In him I trust. As you declare, dance. Say, he delivers me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Pray that line. He delivers me from the snare of the fowler. Everyone help in the snare of the fowler is delivered. He covers me with his feathers. I hide under his wings. His truth is my shield and buckler. Declared with faith. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night. Not for the arrow that fly by day. Every arrow sent at me goes back to the sender. No pestilence that walketh in darkness. No destruction at noonday. A thousand shall fall at my side. 10,000 at my right hand. But what will happen, oh, they shall not come near me. Say, they shall not come near me. They shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I behold to see the reward of the wicked. Say, I have made the Lord my refuge. The Lord is my habitation. No evil shall befall me. No plague shall come near my dwelling. His angels are keeping charge over me. They keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands. I shall not dash a foot against stone. I like this. This is what we are doing, verse 13. I tread upon the lion and adder. That's what we are doing. The young lion and the dragon. We trample under feet. Because we have loved him, he will deliver us. He will set us on high. Because we know his name.
Because we know his name.
We call upon him.
And
he will answer us.
And he will answer us.
And be with us.
And be with us.
In trouble.
In trouble.
And deliver us.
And deliver us.
And honor us.
And honor us.
With long life.
With long life.
Will he satisfy us?
He will satisfy us.
And show us his salvation.
And show us his salvation.
There's something
Hallelujah.
My Pastor Pat, my friend, says. And I want you to say it. Say, I am sentenced to long life. Open your mouth. Say, I am sentenced to long life. The things that kills others cannot kill me. I am sentenced to long life. I will live the full and abundant life. As I have spoken in his ears, so shall it be. Shout then, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Begin to share your testimonies online. I saw things jumping out of people. I saw things jumping out of people.
Hallelujah.
There are people, things move in your body.
Hallelujah.
It just jumped out.
Hallelujah.
Those of you who feel you walking, you feel that a being is behind you.
Hallelujah.
We just judge those beings.
Yes.
It comes to an end.
Yes.
People are rescued from death. We have just demonstrated to you how we fight in this kingdom.
Yes.
Thank God for the praise and worship we have in churches. Very nice. There's a place for that. Okay. All are cute. Three songs of praise, three songs of worship. Very nice. Camera, smoke effect, and all of that. There's a place for that. Okay. All the intimate worship. But when you engage this sort of high praise, this is high praise.
Yes.
Psalm 149. It becomes a weapon of war. I see BP's dropping. Let me speak as I'm feeling. I see BP's dropping. I see high blood pressure dropping. Terminal diseases are being healed right now. They said that kidney needed dialysis. You will not need dialysis. Your recovery will shock the doctors.
Yes.
There's somebody, your recovery will shock the doctors.
Yes.
Because you've humbled yourself before God. God is crowning you with honor.
Yes.
I saw somebody being promoted various levels.
Hallelujah.
They just sort of, it was something that never happened. How many of you heard the testimony of the lady from Belgium today? She used to work in a bank. Somebody told her about her Leah challenge. You know, she wasn't interested. And then she had trouble. Even if it means trouble bringing you to God, may trouble bring you. She had trouble and she joined. And she experienced strange favor. Something that had never happened in the company happened. That which is unprecedented happened tonight. I said it happened tonight.
Yeah.
That which was unprecedented. They said, in this institution, does not happen. In our years of study, does not happen. Just happened tonight.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands and thank him.
Hallelujah.
Let's thank him for 1 minute.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
I worship you, Almighty
God. There is none like you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
Oh, please
tell me.
Oh,
that
is
all.
I want. voice above, intervene in the war going on right now in Israel, in Gaza, in Palestine, and perhaps Lebanon. Open your mouth and pray. Let the Prince of Peace arise. Let him bring judgment where necessary and bring justice where necessary. Let his peace be released. Let his peace be released. In Russia, Ukraine, in Congo, in the nations of the earth, going through wars and famines. Let your peace reign. Yes. Man of war, arise. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Final prayer point before we take the altar call and sound the trumpet. Say, Father, visit my economy. Visit our economy in this season. As we have praised and danced upon the earth, let the same earth yield increase. Open your mouth and pray.
Let the earth yield that increase to us. Peace in the economy. In the name of Jesus. Our lot is different.
There is abundance being released.
In the name of Jesus.
Recovery of fortunes.
Our lot is different in this season. Rakos Katelia.
He takes out the first that he may establish the second. In Jesus' mighty name. Before we close, I'll normally give an opportunity to anyone who is not born again. Everyone here in this room who has danced has a relationship with Jesus Christ. We never close this broadcast without giving you an opportunity to come face to face with the Redeemer of your soul. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died and rose again and that he's the Son of God, you will be saved. So place your hand on your chest and say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe your word. I believe you came. I believe you died. Thank you for dying for me. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Save me. Wash me in your blood. And write my name in the book of life. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I declare that my sins are forgiven. I am brand new. Satan has no right, has no share, has no stake in my life from now. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we declare everyone who has prayed this prayer saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please help us fill the form on that link, hallelujahchallengelive.com/newconverts, or scan the barcode. We will get in touch with you, send you a Bible, a pamphlet, and then organize some Zoom classes to help you, you know, established in the faith. Amen. And then those of you who want to say, Pastor Nathaniel,
We love what you are doing. We believe this is of God. We want to partner and give and support what you are doing and pay the bills and help with the festival and bless the guests and sow into your lives. Go to hallelujahchallengelife.com/partnership. Just hallelujahchallengelife.com/partnership. The details are there. Just a short form and then you find the details and place your sacrifice there. Amen. Just some announcements. We have decided that apart from the tickets we are releasing, we will have some centers in Lagos where you can go and register. Because why are we doing that? There are people joining from around the world, and we don't want people who just don't have plans of coming for the challenge to just get the tickets and not show up. Okay? Hence, you know, the need to ensure that only people who are interested, because we are limited by space. The space can only take just about 4,500. So we will give priority to those in Lagos and environs. There's also allocation for people who intend to travel in, and we encourage you to do that. Just travel in, because it's a prophetic meeting. It's a dress as your miracle. Please put up the flyer. Not this one. What is going on? Okay. Not this one. Not this one. Dress like your miracle. Okay. So that's the idea. Come dressed. It's a prophetic praise and worship meeting. Ducey will be there. And Tokozo. Victoria, who's ministered here tonight. Can you celebrate her? And myself and the team and others will be there. My pastor will be there to bring the Father's blessing. So, please, we'll give out the information. I think we should give out another 1,000 tickets on day 10. That's tomorrow. You know, another 1,000 tickets we'll announce. And then we'll announce some centers in Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt, and some places in Nigeria for those who really want to come. So you'll go there. You know, take the effort to go there to show some commitment, and they will give you a pass to come. All right. And then we want to thank our partners, people who support us, who help us ensure that this is running smoothly. Simmons Cooper Partners, our legal partners. God bless you. Shogay, our technical partners. iFix, our technical partners. Carol Films. Evently, the ones who make this studio beautiful, Premium Trust Bank, our bankers, and Zenith Bank, we celebrate you. Amen. Now, when we say Premium Trust and Zenith Bank, they don't give us money. Before you think they don't give us a dime. All right. But what they do, they give us some access. Say access. They help us do things easier, you know. We need some transfers. They just make it seamless for us. So celebrate them. Amen. It's important to say that, because some people will say, they are giving them money. No, this is by faith, and we don't intend to do that at all. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You will hear. Day 9 is massive. Pastor Victoria brought one grace here tonight. That's why we collaborate in this kingdom. I believe in collaboration. Amen. And the day will come when we, like we normally do, we will honor them. All right. We will put out their banking details on our website. We will bless them as a loyal challenge. And we want you to bless them. I heard, you know, some preacher or somebody, you know, criticize me for putting, you know, I said, well, it's in the Bible. You know, Paul says, you're right. I think in Philippians 4. He says, I do not desire a gift, but desire what? Fruit that will abound to your account. He said, when you give to me, amen. Paul says, if I minister to you what? Spiritual gift. He said, you should minister to me your carnal gift. Amen.
So I'm ready to be criticized as long as I stick with the word. So we'll do it again. Amen. I've developed thick skin for it and a tender heart. So we'll do it again. Say, do it again. Amen. Let's blow the trumpet and close. Share your testimonies on the website. Send me the DMs. Let's hear and, you know, see what God has done.